palo ya rena ya lentse ri khumena go mareka wa bo siswai khaolo ya masimepe di shupa go fitla go khaolo ya masome tharo tharo yona e ba lega ka tsela le mogwake yo setlhogo sa taba sire Jesu o khurisha ba dikiti tsenne komelo ya ba farasei sefofu botlhatsi ba Petro go ikhafa verse 27 Jesu a tloga le barutiwa ba gagwe a ya metsaneng ya Korosiana Filipi ba le tseleng ba botsisa barutiwa ba gagwe ba re batho ge ba mpolela ba re ke mang barutiwa ba fetola ba re ke Johane Mokolobetsi ba bangwe ba re o Elia ba bangwe ba re o mongwe wa ba profeta Jesu a re gomme lena le re ke mang go a fetola Petro a re o Kreste Jesu a ba laela thata a re ba seke ba mmolela le go motho o tee ke mo a thomilego go ba ruta tša morwa motho ge a tshwanetse go tlaišwa ka tse ntši le go latlhwa ke ba bagolo le ba mangwalo le go bolawa le go tsoga ge go fetile matšatši a mararo ditaba tše a di bolela ka mafolofolo Petro a mmiletša thopeng a thoma go mosola Jesu a retologa a lebelela barutiwa ba gagwe a sola Petro tloga fa pele ga ka wena le nnaba gomme ga o eleletše ga gobane ga o eleletše tša Modimo o eleletša tša batho ka Jesu Kriste morena wa rena amen.
So with this being my 60th birthday, I was born in 1966 and was thinking about different things about the journey from then to now. Do you know that in 1966, petrol cost 15 cents a litre? 15 cents a litre. Hey, can you believe it? Lots has changed, and it is important to just take time to pay attention to where the church is at in our country. And as we look at the reading today and the way in which Jesus asks, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter's answer about Jesus as the Messiah, one is close to something that I am very passionate about in the life of the church. And is at the heart of why I wrote the book that I wrote, Missing Jesus, Finding the Shepherd We Lost. And I do hope and pray that the effect of this conversation between Jesus and Peter has its full effect on us today. I want to talk about the mistakes of the past. Stay with me as I take us to 1980s, early
1980s.
I was a teenager, very involved in the life of the church. And in our circuit, there was a minister, I'm just going to say his first name, Reverend
Steve.
And there was one circuit gathering, we went to his church. I grew up in East London, I was on the Quigney, his church was in Nahoon.
Ore o huletse kwana East London o sabadile dibaka ore kereke ya Moruti Stephen le ka yona.
And I'm talking about me growing up in white suburban East London.
Ukhuluma ngokhula kwakhe ekhula kwindawo yabantu abamhlophe lapha East London.
And at this gathering in of the circuit us as youth at his church, he took the opportunity to educate us about what was happening to black people in South Africa at the time.
Uthi njengoba bebehlengene kuyisecond umfundisi uSteve wathatha ithuba wabachazela ukuthi abantu abamnyama bandlula kwisimo esinjani la eSouth Africa.
And he spoke to us about the Land Act, he spoke to about the Group Areas Act, and he had a map up showing us South Africa and how things were distributed. He was a very thoughtful, a very powerful minister, a someone who really was an important leader for us.
Umfundisi lobo kumuntu obalekile bekumkhokhelo omuhle ngoba ebenza ukuthi ucabange lezinto ongathanda ukuyicabanga.
I remember that the door of the church hall was left open so that we could see who was coming down the driveway.
Munyako wa kereke unobutsu hore ho bone ke mang ya hlahang a tlang ka koloi.
Because there was a chance that the security police would come.
Bekunethuba lokuthi amaphoyisa angafika.
He was somebody that the security police harassed quite often. And that night was a very important time, night for me, because my conscience was awoken and I was finding out what was really going on in South Africa. Reverend Steve was someone who was determined to make the church relevant to what was going on at the time.
Muruti yena una itsa kereke itsamaisane le dintho tse tsala mo bophelong.
He was involved also with an organization called IDASA, which was the Institute for a Democratic Alternative in South Africa. One of the key people he was working with at the time was even killed by the security police while they were doing this work together. And in this Friday night youth gathering and other things the Reverend Steve was doing, he was talking to us about what was going on and he was asking the question, what is the church doing about this? Is the church relevant to what we are facing in the country? And he was able to show us that the church was not relevant, was not doing much at all. I want us to appreciate that as much as we talk about the church struggle against apartheid, it was a long journey to get the church to actually fight
apartheid.
Especially in white suburban areas, the ministers who spoke about relevant things like that were not popular ministers. They were often rejected. Reverend Steve was at work trying to get the church to take things seriously. But he became more and more frustrated with a church that was irrelevant. And eventually he left the Methodist Church of Southern Africa. And And he actually, as far as I understand it, left the Christian faith completely. Because of the irrelevance, because of the insular, narrow-minded view. And I could tell you many stories like that of ministers who left the church because of its irrelevance. Many members of churches who have done the same over the years. And I could also tell you stories about other kinds of church members and other kinds of Christians. Who will never leave the church, never leave the faith, they hold strongly to it. But the way in which they hold strongly to it is through a commitment to the traditions, the dogmas, the beliefs of the church. And they will hold to those traditions and dogmas and beliefs even if they don't even make sense anymore.
Babambelela kuindlela isonto bajwayele ukwenza izinto babambele kule mithetho noma le mithetho yona ingalungile kodwa bazobambelela.
Even if in the way in which we understand life now it doesn't make sense, and even if in the issues we facing they are irrelevant.
Limo mathate ngere shebane le ona le ha ba ntse ba tshwareletse ntho tse ha di sa re thusa ka letho mo bophelong be re bophelang.
Some of these are very nice Christians, very nice ministers, but if they speak to someone else about their beliefs and the person doesn't necessarily have a Christian view, then they will often be told, what you're saying makes no sense. It's nonsense.
Batho bana ha ba bua le batho ba bang ha ba ba araba ba re ntho e buang ha ke ntho e sile.
And they will be asked, what about these issues that we face?
Ba buzwe ngalezimo abantu ababhekene nazo.
And they will be told by this person who holds the beliefs, that's not for us to think about.
Bazotshela ulo muntu obambe lenkolo athi bona lokhu asinto melwe icabanga.
Now, what I'm talking about is not just something out there in the world. It's here in the church right now. And what I want you to do is think for yourself, where do you fit between those two kinds of Christians? Do you lean the way, for example, of Reverend Steve?
Uhamba na no Steve ngendlela wenza izinto ngayo.
Who says we have to be relevant?
Arinkereke itlamele ishebahale jwalo ka maemo a bophelong.
We are determined for the cause of our relevance.
Sizimisela ukuthi isimo esisiphila esontweni sifane nangaphandle.
And it's so important that even if we have to leave the church to do so, we will do it. Or do you lean the other way that says, I will hold on to the church, I will hold on to the beliefs of the church, even if they don't make sense anymore, even if they're irrelevant.
Kapa utla tshwarella motsileng kereke etsang teng ka mogwetsang dintho le ha ho ho sa thusi sechaba le mathata shebane lord.
And by the way, with this group, I said some of them are very nice people. Some of them are also not so nice people.
Ho batho bana ba bang ba bona ke batho ba batle kota abanye babo asa bantu abahle kahle.
Because for some of them, what they believe is they take the prejudices of a previous era and they hold on to them, believing that these are God-given prejudices.
Bana ba tshwarella milaho ene mebi ba hatello yona ba be ba hatello re ke ntate mdimo etseng o melao ena e be teng.
And that the prejudices must be immortalized.
Lokhu ukona ukuhambisa amanga.
Those are not such nice people.
Bawo hasibathu babatle.
Where do you fit?
Ungena phi ke ngapha nangapha ungena kwephi indawo?
And should the two really be in opposition to each other?
Bubedi bona ha o sheba butlamele bube gahlano na bu shebane na.
When Jesus asks the question, "Who do you say that I am?"
uYesu Christ makabuza umbuzo ukuthi wena uthi ngubani?
And Peter answers that you are the Messiah.
Petrosi hamu araba arikuena Kreste.
And Jesus accepts that title.
uYesu akwamukela ukubizwa ngalelo gama.
In Matthew and Luke's gospel, he even congratulates Peter and says, "This came from God."
Humateo li Luka ibile umotlela matsoho Pitoro ari hona ho tswa ho ntate modimo rumpitse Messiah.
The big thing that you must understand about the title Messiah is that it's not a static title. It's something very dynamic and it moves in a direction, in the direction of the future. The Messiah is not a title like king, which focuses on rule.
The
Messiah is a title for the one who will tell us what God's will is for the future. And who, if we follow him, will get us to that God-desired future. The Messiah is the one who is, it's a future-directed title. It's a title that has direction to it. It's not a title that you can say, "Do you believe Jesus is the Messiah?" and you tick, "Yes, I believe Jesus is the Messiah." It can only be that you believe it if you're moving in the direction that he's leading. You can't have Jesus as a Messiah and people are not following. Just like you can't have somebody who says they're a leader, but nobody's following them. If you're a leader and no one's following, then you're not a leader. If you're a Messiah and no one's following, then you're not the Messiah. It's dependent on you and on me for Jesus to be the Messiah. We have to hear and understand his vision for the world, which is in his Kingdom of God teachings. And we have to co-create, co-partner with Jesus in making that come true. That's what it means to be a Christian. That's what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. So Reverend Steve was right to be holding up before us as young teenagers a vision of a democratic alternative for South Africa. Where things went wrong for him was in believing that he had to leave the church and leave the faith to achieve it. Because the reason why I say that is if you understand Jesus as Messiah, then you are working for the desired future as a disciple of Jesus, as a Christian, as a member of the church. So the problem that I was describing in the beginning, the crisis in the church, the mistakes of the past that I was describing in the beginning, are either a crisis of relevance. People say the church has a crisis of relevance in that it's irrelevant. Others say we have a crisis of identity. And often what happens is if you're relevant, then you don't believe in the identity of the church. If you believe in the identity of the church, then you're irrelevant.
How do Mela Husenana ibontsha hore identity ya o ya hlaella empa ha o dumela o identity ho bontsha hore ha o khone o tsamelana le ntho tse tsalang.
But if you believe in Jesus as the Messiah, then your identity as a Christian will make you relevant in what the world is facing.
Mawukholela ukuthi uYesu Kristu uMessiah ukuba kwakho njengomuntu wona ozokusiza ukuthi ubonakale na usebenza kule impilo esiphilayo.
When Peter hears Jesus speak as the Messiah, at first he's excited about Jesus as the Messiah who will lead. But very quickly he says something when Jesus talks first about suffering, about rejection, about execution and then resurrection. Peter says that mustn't happen. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. And here is the key for us. If we think following the Messiah is not going to involve suffering, then we cannot be a co-creator with Jesus of that future. Because the stark reality of the situation is that there are vested interests in things staying as they are.
Kukhona okufakwe isandla ukuthi izinto zibe ngalendlela ezingayo manje.
The way things are at the moment, there's a lot that's wrong. But there are many people who are getting rich out of the way things are exactly as they are at the moment.
Dintho ka mgodi dingkateng dimpi empa hola le batho ba ruang hona dintho ditse dimpi tjena hola le botsa dintho ba tse ba diputsang.
There are many people whose power is based on how things are at the moment. There are many people whose status is dependent on how things are at the moment. And so if you are going to be an agent of change, people will want to protect their vested interests. And it will be a risky journey. Let me put it this way. Johannesburg is a mess. There is so much that is absolutely wrong with how things are at the moment. Almost everyone knows that. But don't think that just because many people know it, that things are going
to
change. Because there are people who want things to stay exactly as they are, because that's where their money, that's where their power, that's where their status is coming from. And unless we are people who are prepared to pay the price for change in the city, we will not see the change.
Maybe si asinikele ukuthi sizolimala ngoba sifuna ukubona umehluko la kule dolobho yethu. Kuzomela sizilungisele lokho.
But is the church being relevant?
Kereke na isheba itsama handle limayemo na
to the problems of our day.
Kuyinkinga esibhekane nazo zosuku nosuku.
I certainly find that so many people don't want to hear the call to discipleship today in the life of the church when they go to church on Sundays.
Umfundisi uthola ukuthi abantu abaningi abafuna ukuba badiscipline njengoba behamba beze esontweni beza ngapha ngasesontweni.
I see it all the time in our own denomination. Let me not point fingers at other denominations, but all the time we don't want to talk truth to power.
Kadina go tsengata re sa shebe di character tse di muruta sheba e ya rona ha re batle bua nnete.
The church is back, if it ever left properly. It's back at where it was when I was growing in the 1980s.
Umfundisi uthi sonto libuyele kulesa skhathi ngo 1980. Akekho shona ukuthi lasuka isonto na.
Where people feel that if you want to be relevant, you actually have to leave the church. There are not many ministers, there are not many churches engaged with social change. How many times in how many meetings and organizations of the life of the church are you actually talking about taking ownership of the city and the problems of the city? And taking responsibility and rising up to civic responsibility and grassroots democracy, those are not conversations we're having.
Njengoba sihlangana siyamalungu siyamanyano siyafika na isikhathi sike sibuke iJohannesburg ukuthi soyilwisa kanjani, soyibuyisa kanjani, sizosiza kanjani abantu abaphansi.
And if we don't take ownership for change, change won't happen. And by the way, this isn't a political message. This is a message for people who call Jesus the Messiah. Because the Messiah is telling us how should things be. And wants to work with those who will help it get there. I've got news for you. God isn't just going to one day from heaven say, let things be right on earth, and all of a sudden things are right on earth. There's no point in you and me waiting for God to act. Do you know why? Because God is waiting for us to act. We are waiting for God and God is waiting for us. He has shown us the way. His kingdom vision is clear about how things should be. He is clear that love must cross boundaries. He is clear that we mustn't get caught up with greed. He is clear that loving service is the powerful force in the world. He is clear that prestige and status has no place in the kingdom of God. He is clear that people mustn't go hungry. He is clear that the sufferings of ones of the world are where God's heart is. We cannot believe that we are followers of the Messiah if the suffering ones, the poor, are not experiencing our liberative solidarity with them. To Too many people today are leaning towards my identity as a Christian. And that people, when I walk down the street, must see I'm a Christian.
Abantu abaningi baphila impilo yokuthi mawumbone ehamba endleleni uveza ubuKristu.
Even if the church I belong to or the organization I belong to is not dealing with the things of the world. Too many are saying that doesn't matter as long as I'm known as a Christian. That is a huge problem in the life of the church. And that's why the church is shrinking. That's why the church is getting emptier. That's why organizations are struggling to get new members. Because there's a lot of people who are saying they are irrelevant. And all along, the problem is we forgot what it means to call Jesus the
Messiah.
And we forgot that to follow the Messiah is not going to be easy. It's going to be costly. It could even be dangerous. It means I'm going to need to give when I don't want to give. It means I'll need to change where I don't want to change. And because we're not prepared to pay the cost, we are not really people who believe in the Messiah. Peter didn't think the cost made sense. And Jesus says to him, "Get behind me, Satan." To how many in the church is Jesus saying that today? When we go to church and we want everything to just feel nice, the hymns to feel nice, the sermon to feel nice, make me feel good. Don't talk to me about the cost of discipleship. Let's have a nice time. Let's call it revival. And Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan." So friends, both are important. The relevance and the identity as a follower of Jesus, a Christian. The mistakes of the past were where the two were separated. And unfortunately, that's the mistake of the present as well. Will you and I be amongst those who join the two? As Christians, be relevant to the issues of our day. Amen.